Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4939.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My dad had a really big significance on, influence on me, my whole family did, but my dad definitely did, because I feel like one thing that I have is a love of nature and animals, and especially birds, and just enjoying being in nature, and I think that he instilled that quality on me.
Okay. What do you aspire to be?
Playing into that, I aspire to be an ornithologist career-wise, someone who studies birds and researches birds. Besides that, I just aspire to be a good person and a good citizen and have a family one day.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
As a human being, physically? Or, I mean,
more personality type.
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant. Personality-wise, I think I'm a pretty fair person who's giving to my friends and who people can turn to if they have an issue. I think I'm pretty non-combative and mellow. And I think that people notice that.
What types of things make you happy?
Just things make me happy. really good meal. Going somewhere that I've never been before. Spending time with people who are close to me.
What types of things make you sad?
Suffering, sadness, never want to see anyone in a bad position. That's pretty generic, but yeah, I'd say that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, and what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think one of the most admirable qualities someone can have is to push themselves, impress themselves, even when it may not be necessary, to go the extra mile and to not just spend a large amount of time frivolously, even if their schedule allows it.
Okay. And what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
One thing my parents stressed a lot when I was growing up was trying in school and being successful academically, and that being the priority, and discipline, and that's at school and in the home and in life in general, and I think that's something I would like my children to have, to understand that their education is very important.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I spend time with my family every week. I visit them, and we usually have dinner together and just talk about things that are going on and things like that. We have open communication, and we also like to go out for walks and spend time in the local parks and things like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I probably have to say one of my most cherished presents is my binoculars, which I got early in high school, and I still use them today, and they're a really great pair, and I know my dad gave them to me with the hopes that I would get the use out of them. And see lots of great birds in them, and I have, and it's a combination of that item being special from who it's from, and also the moments I've had looking through them.
Okay. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, when I was really little, I really liked trains, and we lived right next to a train station, and my mom would take me down to the train station, and the trains would be going by, and the passengers would be getting on and off, and we would be standing there watching the trains, and I just really enjoyed it, and it's kind of funny to me looking back on it, like, that, you know, there are these huge machines going down these tracks. They're pretty interesting for a child, for anyone, but for a child. And the conductor would say, "Hey, are you guys getting on?" Mom would say, "Oh, no, we're just watching." So.
Okay. What is your favorite book?
I really like, there's a book that's, I don't think many people have heard of, called The King Must Die. And, it's a book that follows Theseus in Greek mythology, except they tell his story without the influence of the Greek gods. He believes that the Greek gods are present and mentions them and reflects on their influence, even though it doesn't actually appear in the plot. And it's just a really cool way to reimagine interesting stories in Greek mythology without the gods actually being physically in the story.
Okay. And do you have like a specific type of book that you really like, or a genre that you enjoy?
I like mysteries or classic fiction too. I also really like Aesop's Fables.
Okay, and do you have a favorite literary character?
I don't think I have a favorite character in particular, no.
And what was the last book that you read?
The last book I read was, I read a book called The Corner, recently, which was, highlights, some struggles of inner city youth, but it doesn't do it in a preaching way. It sort of factually reports what's going on throughout a year in the life of the Baltimore community, and it's very interesting.
Okay. And what about the last movie that you saw?
I don't watch too many movies. I saw Anchorman 2. I think that was like about 6 months ago. Okay. That was pretty funny.
Do you like sports?
Yes, I do like sports.
Okay. What is your favorite to watch?
Hockey.
Or play?
Hockey. Yeah. Okay. I also like ice skating, so.
Okay. To play. What do you do for fun?
Well, I bird watch a lot, and I also like kayaking. That's really fun. I like to go out with my friends. I'm pretty social. Sometimes I just, if I need to relax, I'll just sort of lounge about if I need to.
Okay. Are you a creative person? Would you consider yourself a creative person?
I consider myself a creative person in an extent, to an extent. I think that noticing birds makes me a little bit different from other people, at least to the extent that I try and pay attention to nature. And I guess it's not the classical definition of creativity, but I think it still has your mind focusing on different things, so I consider that to be creative.
Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Do you see Adrian Brody at all?
Sure.
No, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've gotten that before. That's the one that comes to mind.
Okay.
I've gotten, yeah.
All right. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma that you faced and its impact on you.
Well, I guess just in this past year, I was in a graduate, I was in a PhD program, and I was in it a little over a year, and I started to notice that although it was a good program, it wasn't the best program that I could be in, and I really want to be successful with birds and biology in the future, and so I decided I would leave that program and switch to another program, and I think that was a risk to leave the program and then apply for other ones, but it was a risk I was willing to take because I really want to reach my goals in that respect in the future.
Okay. Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Well, I would... there's a lot of people, that's why this is a difficult question. I think I'd like to interview a founding father, probably. Maybe Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson or something like that. I think they had a lot of ideas that people like to reference them and say what they used to think, and I don't know if it's like whisper down the lane, but I'd like to be able to compare our idea of what they used to think with what they actually think by talking to them. So.
Okay. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Actually, I would really like to travel to different places. One place I would really like to go to is the Maldives in the Indian Ocean, and they're these little islands, and some are so small that they're just barely coming out of the surface of the water, and they have structures on them supported out of the water, so there's like nice places to vacation there where you can have a room that is supported by pillars over a shallow ocean. And there's steps leading off of your small hut or whatever directly into this warm, tropical, clear sea. So I'd do that.
Okay. And who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would like to be with my girlfriend probably at that moment. I'd say that's the most appropriate for that setting. I would change the answer if I was in a different place, but for that... location, definitely my girlfriend.
Okay. And what would you say is your approach to life?
My approach to life? In general?
Yeah.
Just to try to be positive about things, and part of being positive about things is not dwelling on things and just letting it go, really.
Do you have a favorite actor?
Not really. No, I don't think I do. No.
Okay. And what about a favorite dinner or type of food?
I really like Indian food, especially like a curry or mixed with different sauces, creamy stuff, and then my dad is English, and they have great Indian food over there, but also my grandma makes blackcurrant jam on toast, which is a jam that they really like in England, and I think that's delicious, so.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes. I've always really liked chess, and I still play chess pretty regularly, and I used to play it a little bit as a kid, and I liked it. I still enjoy it today with my friends, actually. That's something we do. So.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Played a senior prank at my high school, and we released some little crickets into a hallway. It was actually really bad, and it was a terrible idea, but when you're in that senior high school moment, you sort of feel like you have power for the first time in your life over the school, because there's so little time left, and I feel like that was my way of expressing that power at the time. They shut down the hallway and no one was affected, so in the end it was a failure.
Okay. What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is probably, I like them all for their different reasons, but probably the fall, because it's a nice temperature, and when you're out in nature, it's, spring is very inspiring too, but the colors obviously are just really nice, and the concept of a leaf that's developed and being lost by the tree, it's just a nice thing to be in the middle of.
Okay. Let's see, what is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
The funniest thing that's ever happened to me, I have a story I could tell. Yeah. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. My friend in high school was very silly, and in high school we were just trying to have fun any way we could, because, it's just a lot of work sometimes, and just going from one thing to the other. And so when in the hallways, he would do this thing where he would sort of make a snorting sound at people, like a pig. It's very obnoxious, and annoying. But he would do that to people as they were crossing us, as they were passing us in the hallway, and usually they wouldn't react at all, and sometimes they would have a reaction. We would laugh as we passed by them. And anyway, one time we were outside the lunchroom waiting for the bell to ring, and he just started making these snorting noises right there because they don't let you go until the bell rings, so there's people built up outside the lunchroom, and just started making this sound while stationary. Not while we were moving and passing people. So eventually some girls started saying, what is this kid doing? Why is he making these noises? Like, this is really weird. And I started laughing because they were talking about him, and he was just, with a straight face, continued to make these pig-like sounds. And so I was laughing, and they started getting louder, like saying, this kid is so weird. And then this huge kid, maybe football player, something like that, giant kid, comes up to these girls and says, "Yo, it's not his fault he can't breathe. Don't make fun of him." And I just lost it. I was on the floor, like, I was just cracking out. My friend, he's completely straight-faced, still just snorting away, and the big kid goes up to him and points him and says, "That's right, breathe if you have to." And it was just so funny. And then the bell rang. So yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I feel strongly about about a lot of things, but if I had to pick one, probably conservation. I think that's really important, and I think it's something that we're increasingly able to achieve if we put our minds to it. So I'd say preserving nature, not necessarily so that a lot of the times we preserve nature because we say, well, maybe there'll be a medicine that you can find in nature, and you know, there's ways nature can help us that we haven't figured out, which is all true. But I think it's also important to preserve nature because humans get some sort of level of inspiration and joy and happiness from being in it. And I think that in itself is motivation enough, so.
Okay. And are you working currently?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant.
Okay. And why did you choose to be, I guess, are you want to be a teacher?
Well, I'm a teaching assistant as part of my graduate okay. school program. And I would like to be a college professor, and teaching be an aspect of my job, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you find most interesting about teaching?
I really like helping kids figure things out, especially things that I remember being difficult to learn when I was in their position. And sometimes my professor didn't explain it the best way, and maybe then later another professor explained it better, and I like being able to give them the feeling that I had.
Okay. And what are your plans upon graduation?
Well, this program is a master's program, but I would like to move on to a PhD program after that, and then get a postdoc and hopefully be able to research birds somewhere.
Okay. And if you could choose any career, what would it be?
Ornithologist.
Okay.
Bird researcher.
All right. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? In terms of work or family or
right, okay.
travel, any of that?
In 10 years from now, professionally, I would hope that I'd be finishing my postdoc around now. Looking for a job at a museum or university, somewhere working with birds. And then in my private life, I would like to have a family 10 years from now with kids. And, you know, my girlfriend, I think, has the same goals. So we're working towards that.
Okay. Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
I decided to participate in the donor program because one thing I learned from the donor program was that I'm very lucky. I was curious about the tests run and the results, so I had them sent to me, and I looked over them, and it was good news. It was all good stuff, and I think I'm fortunate to have that, and to have that genetic physical profile in addition to who I am as a person, and I recognize that not everyone is as lucky as I am, and if I could help someone in that way, to be able to pass on what I have to someone else, to have them fulfill their dream of having a family, I would like to be able to do that. Having a family is something that I want. I think it's a universal quality across all cultures of people, and if I can help with that in a very minimal way, I don't see why I would turn down that chance.
And is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring that might be listening to this interview?
I would just like to say I wish you the best for you and your family, and I realize it's probably been difficult at times, and your commitment to having a family and living that dream is important, and it makes me happy to know that you won't stop or rest until you see that dream realized.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4939.